This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. At least 62 people were killed when a gas tanker truck exploded in northern Haiti on Tuesday morning, a local official said, with overwhelmed medics saying the toll was set to rise. The blast is the latest disaster to hit the poverty-racked Caribbean nation, driven by gang violence, political paralysis, and fuel shortages. Quote, we have now counted 62 deaths, the deputy mayor said, adding authorities were still searching for victims amid the charred debris in Haiti's second largest city located on the northern coast. He earlier described a horrific scene at the blast site, saying he had seen more than 50 people, quote, burned alive, and that it was impossible to identify them. Scores of people were injured, and Prime Minister Ariel Henry said he was heading to the scene along with extra doctors and health workers. According to the deputy mayor, the truck is believed to have flipped over after the driver lost control while swerving to avoid a motorcycle taxi. The death toll from the barrage of tornadoes that tore through the U.S. state of Kentucky and surrounding states late last week included a dozen children, the youngest of which was a two-month-old infant, Governor Andy Beshear said on Tuesday. He said searchers sifting through the debris left by the storms that struck on Friday night did not uncover any more bodies in the past 24 hours, leaving the number of dead in the state at 74. Quote, I still expect that we'll find some more bodies. There is just so much destruction, Beshear said at the briefing, adding that more than 100 people remain missing. In all, deaths across the states hit by the tornadoes total 88. Find more on the story and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The new coronavirus variant Omicron is spreading at an unprecedented rate, the World Health Organization said Tuesday, urging countries to act swiftly to rein in transmission and protect their health systems. Since the new heavily mutated variant was first detected in southern Africa last month, it has been reported in 77 countries. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told reporters, but he stressed, quote, the reality is that Omicron is probably in most countries, even if it hasn't been detected yet. Adding, quote, Omicron is spreading at a rate we have not seen with any previous variant. A WHO expert also said Tuesday modeling indicated that some countries in Europe already battling a fierce fifth pandemic wave could see Omicron become the dominant variant within days. The warnings come amid growing evidence the new variant might be better at skirting vaccine protections than previous ones. A study published by Pfizer Tuesday showed that two doses of its COVID jabs offer around 70% protection against a severe disease from Omicron, compared to 93% against earlier variants. Data has also meanwhile indicated the new variant might cause milder symptoms. Pfizer on Tuesday said its antiviral COVID-19 pill showed nearly 90% efficacy in preventing hospitalizations and deaths in high-risk patients, and recent lab data suggests the drug retains its effectiveness against the fast-spreading Omicron variant. The U.S. drug maker last month said the oral medicine was around 89% effective in preventing hospitalizations or deaths when compared to a placebo, based on interim results in around 1,200 people. Pfizer's chief scientific officer said he expects authorization for use in high-risk individuals from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and other regulatory agencies soon. And Italy on Tuesday extended a COVID-19 state of emergency to March 31st, government officials said, amid concerns over the spread of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus. The state of emergency, which was introduced in January last year, gives greater powers to the central government, making it easier for officials to bypass bureaucracy that smothers much decision-making in Italy. It was set to expire at the end of December. The health ministry also ruled that from December 16th to January 31st, all visitors to Italy from European Union countries must take a virus test before departure. This requirement was already enforced for many non-EU countries. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.